say something.
In another world,
our galaxy is in a state of crisis.
Captain Quark?
The Galactic Rangers are looking for a new recruit.
A man with a dream.
Actually, I'm a Lombax.
Fine, a Lombax with a dream.
We want you!
Yeah!
If you have heart,
then you have what it takes.
You don't have what it takes.
Wait,
Next!
We'll discover a beautiful friendship. Maybe not beautiful, but definitely attractive. Like a 7.
My name's Ratchet. I'll just call you Clank.
Now, on the dark side of the universe.
In 2 days' time, the Galactic Rangers will be destroyed? Stanley, are you texting?
Mommy.
Dialing. Mother.
Hello?
An unstoppable evil.
My brilliant creation!
Most of the time. Burn. We'll give them the chance.
An attack is coming. I must warn the Rangers.
I can totally help.
To be heroes.
Yeah.
No legends. Wait, even better.
Will this be the first video game adaptation to silence the critics, silence the fans, make everyone happy, and indulge in this video game turn to movie madness or whatever it is? And I'm here to tell you, hell to the no. Talking about that Ratchet and Clank, which I ain't played that game series in a while, and I know that they just got a new game that came out, and I hear that this movie kind of ties in with it a little bit. But then, I don't know, I watched it, and I remember playing the first one, and I remember some scenes from this movie that kind of took place in the first one. So, let's give a plot synopsis. You got Ratchet here, voiced by James Arnold Taylor. And, you know, he's a mechanic. I forgot, working on Tatooine or something like that. And, you know, he feels like he's there for much more important things in life. You know, he's just not there to just fix on car. I don't know what you would call these things, actually, cars, I guess, but he feels like he has a bigger purpose in life. So he tries out to be a ranger because the villains here, Dr. Nefarious, he's on a mission blowing up planets and stuff like that. But I'm not going to lie, I don't even remember what this character's name was. But you see him in the trailer, he's got the suit on, he's a villain, works with Dr. Nefarious. And he was basically destroying planets of inhabitant people. Just so he can get the core of the planet, if you will, to build his own planet in his own shape. And so the Rangers, they're like, you know, we got to get a new person. And they make a little joke about it saying, you know, these four are just not enough. So we're going to add one more to it. Ratchet tries out. That don't really go so well. These villains are making an army of robots to destroy the Rangers and take over the capital, if you will. And something went wrong where they made they call it a default, if you will. And here we call him Clank. Clank escapes. And his plane gets shot down. Ratchet ends up saving him, lies and tell him, hey, I'm friends with the, you know, the Rangers here or whatever. I'm not gonna lie, I don't even remember what they called themselves as a group, to be honest. But nonetheless, Clank believes him anyway. And so they go on a mission to go to the capital itself to warn the Rangers that the evil army robots is coming to destroy them, only to find out that they're too late. Ratchet ends up saving them because they're in desperate need of help. And the city sees that, oh, they let all the robots out of the city and pretty much destroyed them. So now he's a hero, and they have to make him a ranger now. So, you know, he gets to live his long-lived dream. He becomes a ranger. They stop the villains, yada, yada, yada. You know the business. All right. I got to say, this movie is very faithful to its source material. Not playing every one of the games because it's like 10 of them or something like that. I've only played a few, maybe like the first three to be exact, to be honest. And it's not because I don't have a problem with the games. I hear the games are great. I always watch the gameplay footage of them, and they always look amazing. It's just, they always just kind of flew over my head, if you will. So it's just one of those games. So it's very faithful. I feel like if you really absolutely love this game, you might enjoy this movie. But I got to tell you, as far as a transition in the films, whatever, this film just did not work at all. It felt rushed and lazy as hell. And then once again, it got the source material right, but this is one of those things where, you know, I've heard a video game critic talk this for a while now. I even hear Jeff from Rage Select. Video games possibly shouldn't be movies because the best thing about video games is the interaction you have with them. You don't get that with movies. You don't get any of that with movies. So it takes somewhat of the fun away. And although this is a faithful source material and wholeheartedly is faithful, takes scenes and everything as well, I just found myself bored out of my fucking mind. I was so fucking bored. And it's funny because I'm seeing a lot of, you know, I had a screener with it and we were talking about the film and stuff. You know, a lot of critics, some people were falling asleep. I know one critic, she took her kid and the kid didn't really seem that interesting. But the thing was, you know, I feel like it just caters to, like, if you're 10 or younger. And those Ratchet and Clank games, they don't seem to ever cater to just kids, to be honest. Especially, I'm blanking on the name one. A Crack in Time. Yeah, that was Crack in Time. Well, that one had, you know, it had conflict, action, dark moments, twist and humor, and all kind of shit. I remember that game. But in here, you know, it opened up somewhat interesting. I'm not a fan of the animation. I'm just not a fan of Sony's animation style. I really not. And this is made by their PlayStation Studio side of things. There's a ton of fucking studios that had their hand in here. Damn near, it makes you wonder if Sony ever got a chance to get in there, because there's so many of the video game studios that got into this. But and I'm just not a fan of their animation. Nothing really stuck out to me. It looked kind of blotchy at sometimes. The character designs, I don't even think they were all that unique, to be honest. Nothing really just pulled me in the class onto this. The voice acting is great. I'll give it that. It's got a killer cast in here. You got Rosario Dawson in here. Like I said, David Kaye is in here. Jim Ward, John Goodman, Paul Giamatti. Who else was in it? Dean Redman, I think. Sylvester Stallone, Bella Thorne. I think it was Mark. No, I don't think he was. I can't remember. But the cast is great. The voice acting worked well. But as far as the story went, it got kind of goofy and silly. And I don't mean goofy and silly in a good way. I mean kind of goofy and silly into, like, you're just making this retarded. Now, the villains in here are fucking terrible. I'm talking terrible. Like, every time they were on screen and they had these unfunny ass. And I know a lot of people, at least I know one person that's a fan of the game. He actually enjoyed this. And I was telling him, I was like, that shit was not funny at all. They were trying way too hard. And he was just like, oh, the humor worked. Yeah, I was like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about, bro. Because it was just, it felt like it was just falling flat on his ass the longer this movie went on. And it's an hour and a half movie. And doesn't have a single bit of character development for none of the, you never feel anything for anyone that teams up in this movie. Like, Ratchet and Clank themselves, first of all, Clank was just like a dull version of, well, I guess C-3PO is already fucking dull, but he's like a combination of C-3PO and R2-D2 mixed into one, and the voice work in it, what I admit, was great. I thought the character himself was just fucking dull, though, and you don't feel anything for him and Ratchet as a team up, rather than, you know, because they're just on screen, they're trying to force these moments down to you, and I didn't feel any chemistry between anyone watching this. And, you know, this is probably not going to be like a normal one of my reviews where I kind of break scenes down and stuff like that, because I'm not going to lie, I don't remember a damn thing that happened in this film. And I just saw it today. I'm talking about, we here on a Tuesday right now, and I just saw this shit. And I'm looking at this going, wow, why can't I remember nothing in this film? And the longer it kept going on, I found myself just dozing off going, damn, can we just hurry up and wrap this up? Like, and you know, it's funny because I can watch a Ratchet and Clank game. I can watch someone play that and I can feel the excitement that they're having. I watch this and just go like, yeah, there's a reason why I'm not going to break scenes down in this review like I normally do and spoil them and shit. It's because this movie is just uneventful. Like, hell, it's just like some straight-to-DVD shit. Watching it, I wouldn't even say, actually, it's like some straight-to-TV shit, to be honest. It's like a Saturday special cartoon. Be like, hey, get on the Channel 5, W, whatever they play their cartoons now on Saturday morning and stuff like that. It's just like, hey, we don't have cartoons anymore, but we got a movie for you. We're going to show you this. And that's what it felt like. I'm actually shocked that Sony even had a hand in this, because this looked like it belonged to a studio that was just up and coming or something like that. It's amazing that it got this cast to work with them too. Stallone, you can definitely tell was him, which he did a fine job, but it was just like, I don't even know why they got half of these people for these roles, because they really didn't do anything with the characters themselves to make them stuck out. It was very fucking generic, if you ask me. The movie had a lot of action scenes going on, but like I said, there wasn't much character development. The parts that tried to be emotional came off as dull, and it's like the writers weren't even trying, and the movie was lacking its well-known subliminal humor and heavy use of weapons from the video game, which kind of felt shallow at times, but, you know, because Ratchet & Clank is one of those video games that's known for some of the most creative-ass weapons you'll ever have, other than Saints Row series here. And I thought that they pulled having all those weapons off in here. They even threw some nods at some other PlayStation games in here as well. There was a Sly Cooper reference. Well, not even a reference. They showed it. I can't remember if it was a hologram or something like that of him. I don't have any faith in that movie if Sony's got a hand of that. But, and there was a lot of action scenes going on here. And I was just watching them, and I was just kind of like sitting there going, huh, all right, let's carry on here. Let's get to the next thing here. And then by the time, I want to say about 30 minutes into the film, I was just like checking my watch going like, yeah, we can wrap this up now. We really can wrap this up. I don't even know why this movie was made, to be honest, unless Sony's trying to create some fucking universe with like Sly Cooper and all them. I'm just like, yeah, I don't think I want to see any of that. Then onto the villain. You never really get an understanding what the villain's motivation is or why he's doing what he's doing. He's making some terrible fucking jokes throughout the whole film, too. And you just want to act. Once again, people, I can't remember his name. Someone in the comments, come and correct me or whatever. Little dude in the suit and stuff like that. It wasn't Dr. Nefarious. It was the one before him that was supposedly running things at the time. But he's just cracking these jokes in the movie. And I'm just like, dude, you're not fucking funny. Shut the hell up, please. Just shut up. You never understand what his plan is. He's blew up about 5 planets that was uninhabited. And you're just going like, what is he doing? And then they find out, oh, he's trying to build his purpose. He did some straight-up Transformers, was it 3, I think? Yeah, it was Transformers 3, I think, where he brought Cybertron back into the atmosphere of another planet and shit like that. And then that's when Dr. Nefarious comes out and reveals his real plans that, no, he wants to take revenge on Captain Quark. Here, who's voiced by Jim Ward, who's pretty much the leader of the Rangers here. And he wants to take revenge on him because he used to work as the scientist for them and stuff like that. But he's angry because Quark made fun of him for being a nerd. And you know, he gave him a small little lab and because they had budget cuts and stuff. And I was just like, word? Ah, God. Who the hell we making this for? 3-year-olds? Seriously? Come on now. Come the hell on now. And, you know, there's also another subplot in here which I thought was just half-assed, too, because that was not developed at all, where Captain Quark, he pretty much turns his back on his teammates, and because he's so egotistical, he turns on them because they say that, oh, Ratchet's getting all the attention now, which they show like that in one goddamn scene, I think. And then next thing he's just like, we're going to offer you these deals and this deal, whatever. So just help us out a little bit and join our side, the bad guy side here, or whatever. And they do that. And it's like, wow, that felt like that was rushed, or I'm missing an extra 10, 15 minutes of that time frame. And then there's even scenes too, where Ratchet is doing training montages with the different weapons they have. And he sucks at them all. Matter of fact, he sucks at everything in training. Their first mission, he's the best. It came out of nowhere. He was the best throughout the whole movie. He just became the best at everything, whatever. I was like, how do you suck in training like that and don't even know how to operate a weapon, and yet when you're on the field and stuff, you're just as good as Captain Quark, damn near. It was kind of blowing my mind in this, but I think it never made me angry in the film. I never got angry in the film. I was just more so in the moment of when shit like that was happening and the bad character development and the bad just development of the story itself, I was just going, whatever. I just didn't care. I really didn't give a fuck. And, you know, the part of me was going to go possibly a low stream it just because it's faithful to the adaptation itself. You know, they got to give it credit in that. But damn, dude, the longer this went on, I really just wanted to get out of that theater. I really just wanted to leave. I was like, and then I wanted to forget it because I was like, I got to get this out of my mind because it was just so uneventful and wild made to a film and just so goddamn boring and lackluster. I can't remember the last time I was this bored in an animated film like this. It's, you know, Norm of the North, it was just terrible on its own. I can't remember if I was bored or not throughout the film, but the movie itself was just fucking awful. This looks like it has it, but yet it doesn't have it. And, you know, I guess to wrap things up around here, you know, the movie just felt very toned down from the games, at least compared to the games, from what I played so far. There wasn't as good connection between the title characters. The jokes were so fucking bad and terribly unfunny. Like, I was sitting there just cringing, just going like, oh, God, move to the next scene already. That joke was fucking awful. Who was that for? And I was like, looking around the audience of critics and shit like that and you know, people of Sony and stuff like that, and I was just like looking around, I was like, nobody looks like they're applauding this at all. Nobody. And the music, oh my God, the music too was just as corny, as fucking cheesy as hell. I was like, I mean, basically this movie really just took the fun, ambition, and I would say even heart and soul of the damn games, if you will. People are probably going to like it just because of the adaptation is really well done, especially out of every video game movie, for that matter. The storyline here itself, it follows the storyline of the game. I just really don't think it has any of those interactive play-by-plays that the game have here. You watch this on screen and you just go like, wow, I'd rather just be playing the fucking game, to be honest. Like I said, I was going to go low stream it, but I was thinking about it, and the low stream was just because the property got itself right, but the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I don't remember this film. I didn't laugh, but the longer it went on, and especially when it got to that last hour, I have never wanted to leave the theater so quick. I wasn't going to say in my life, but these past 2 months in films are probably possibly been wanting me to run the hell up out of theaters pretty fucking fast, so I won't say that, but that last hour had me just ready to leave. I was exhausted, and I didn't really hear too many people in the audience too excited as well, and it was to the point I was slouching my chair just ready to, I was ready to whip my phone out and play some goddamn solitary. Did I just say solitaire? Goddamn, shit, I'm fucking up already. So yeah, I gotta give this a fucking, I would say watch it at home, just for being so faithful to the source material itself. But, you know, Mortal Kombat was faithful to the source material as well, just because it was two people beating the shit out of each other. That doesn't really necessarily put it in a positive light just because it's faithful, but I'm just saying. Do not waste your fucking money paying to see this in theater. If you do, you're going to be wishing you'd have just spent the extra. How much are tickets today? $10, I guess, or whatever. I'm just going to go with that. $10. You're going to wish you just spent the extra $50 and just got the new Ratchet and Clank gang. I almost said Sly Cooper gang. God damn it.
Does anyone else feel like we should have shot something by now?
Thank you.
This April, destroy them all. When a galactic force threatens the world.
I'm coming in.
Test your gear. Your courage.
Meet the Supernator.
Uh-oh.
And kick.
Boom, baby!
Woo-hoo! Some asteroid. Ratchet and Clank.
It is curious that the sudden cessation of velocity did not cause either of you to... Oh, dear.
Don't worry, cadet. It happens to the best of... Oh, that was terrible.
It can stop.